Today we continue with our fourth in this series on individual witnessing. If you have been doing the homework since first we began, you will have carefully read and reread the leaflet, part of the booklet called Beginning with Christ, and will have committed to memory 1 John 5, verses 11 and 12, and also 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Perhaps you've had a little difficulty with 1 Corinthians 10:13, if you had not committed that verse to memory before. But keep at it. You'll find that it will be a great blessing to your own life and well worth the effort. Now, in this series, as you know, we are discussing the matter of individual witnessing. Witnessing is the responsibility of every Christian. It is not restricted to certain selected people, full-time Christian workers or missionaries, but every child of God has the responsibility to be a fisher of men. The Lord Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." One of the main reasons that we do not witness more, it's simply that we are not prepared. And there is a price to be paid in order to be prepared. Let me tell you a little story. There was a sailor who was on the USS West Virginia some years ago. This young man had gone into the Navy with the idea of saving up enough money in order to enter seminary when he got out. But while in the service, he lost track of his objective and drifted away from the Lord. A Christian lady who knew him prayed for him daily. She also knew another young man by the name of Dawson Trotman, who was a young man that God had saved at the age of 20 and whom God was using in a great way. She asked Mr. Trotman if he would contact this young sailor, Les Spencer. So they made arrangements, met at the Navy landing, got in Mr. Trotman's car, and drove up on one of the hills near Long Beach, California, to talk. No sooner had they begun discussing when a policeman walked up to the window of the car and wanted to know what they were doing. Mr. Trotman held up a Bible. The policeman looked at the Bible and at the sailor, and back at the Bible again, and began to ask questions. And for an hour, Mr. Trotman answered the policeman's questions by turning first from one scripture portion and then to another. At the end of the hour, the policeman knelt down right there and received Jesus Christ as his own personal Savior. As the young sailor and Mr. Trotman drove back down the hill, the sailor said to Mr. Trotman, "I would give my right arm to be able to do what you did tonight, just to lead a person to Christ." And Mr. Trotman told him, "You can do what I did tonight, Les. It won't cost you your right arm, but it will cost you something, by way of preparation, study, memory of Scripture, and a strong prayer life." And Mr. Trotman invited Les Spencer over to his home a couple nights a week, and sure enough, it wasn't long when Les Spencer, in turn, was used in another life. And there was the beginning of the entire navigator's work. But it cost something, and it will cost you something, too. But if you have a real, fervent, sincere desire to be used as a fisher of men and are willing to pay the price, God will use you. One thing you must do is to have a working knowledge of the Bible. And one of the best ways to have a working knowledge of the Bible for effective individual witnessing is through committing scripture verses to memory. As we've pointed out in previous messages, then you will have something to say, "Thus saith the Lord," and you will have the confidence that you are speaking not your own words, but the words of God. Furthermore, it is through this means that the Spirit of God will enable you to have victory over sin and over Satan, and at the same time will so equip you so you will be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you. Too often we can think a day later of a verse of Scripture that we should have used today, and Scripture memory will take the Word of God and put it right on your lips like an arrow, ready to fly to the heart of that individual. There are several other reasons why it would be very valuable for you, regardless of the effort it costs, to commit Scripture to memory, And one of them is this. It's a fast way to come to know your way about around the Bible. Well-chosen scripture verses committed to memory become like signposts that will direct your way through the Word, or like pegs upon which you can hang the context. For instance, you know that the story of Nicodemus is in John 3 because you've memorized John 3:16. Or you'll know that the story the Lord Jesus told of the Good Samaritan is in Luke chapter 10 because you have committed to memory Luke 10 verses 33 and 34. And so, as I say, these verses of Scripture become pegs on which you can hang the context and you can find the portion of verse of Scripture quickly. And then, what a rich source of blessing there is through meditation. And one of the greatest means to meditating on the Scriptures is, of course, to memorize verses of Scripture. You remember Psalm 1? It says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Do you want to prosper? I'm certain that you do. Well, one thing you should do is to meditate day and night on the Word of God. But how can you meditate on that which you do not know? And what better way could you come to have the Word of God available for meditation? While you drive along in the car, while you're walking down the street, when you go to sleep at night, when you wake up in the morning, than to have choice passages of Scripture committed to memory on the tables of your heart. And then, I'd like to share with you another reason for the importance of memorizing Scripture. What is the greatest commandment in the Bible? You remember that question was asked of the Lord Jesus? And he said that the first and great commandment is this, that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And in so doing, the Lord Jesus quoted again from Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, and the 5th verse. Let me read that verse to you from Deuteronomy. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And, now connected to this great commandment, it says this in verse 6, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And what better way to get them into your heart than to commit them to memory? Then the 7th verse, let me note that just in passing. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. In other words, your life and mine should be saturated with the Word of God. Now, there are some of you who have been listening to me at the last lesson and again today, and you are saying, "Well, I have a poor memory." Do you know that most people do? And yet I have seen hundreds, in fact literally thousands of people, successfully memorize Scripture, but most all of them have poor memories. In fact, you know, I think that God gave us a forgetter. There are certain things that I wish I could forget that I can't. But on the other hand, your memory may be better than you think. For instance, I've heard it said that two ladies could meet on a street corner. They haven't met for some time. They will stand there and talk for 15 or 20 minutes. Then at night, one lady will go home, and she will recount the entire conversation to her husband, almost verbatim. Yes, their memories may be better than they think. But psychologically, you can memorize. In fact, all things being equal, the older you become, the better your memory, and not the worse. Because our minds are essentially an associating machine. And memory is tying a new thought to an old. Therefore, the more knowledge and background and experience you have, the more you have to which to tie a new verse of Scripture. No, I don't think the problem is so much with our memories as it is with our concentration while we're working on the verses. Now, many older people have worked on these verses and have committed them to memory that I have been asking you to memorize. A lady 72, 78, a man 84, and a man 90 have committed these verses to memory, and many, many more. You see, you must simply apply the rules of memory, and one of these is review. Some of you may say, well, I can get a verse memorized today, but tomorrow I would forget it. Well, you see, that isn't memory. That is simply repetition. You haven't really memorized it until it sticks in your mind, and that takes time. Review, daily review. You should review a verse once today, once tomorrow, once the next day, and so on for a number of weeks until it becomes part and parcel of your being. Some will say, well, I don't have time to memorize. Yes, but scripture memory does not take time. It saves time. You can do it while you're washing dishes. Why don't you put a verse of scripture up there on the windowsill in front of the sink? You can put a verse of scripture on the mirror, you men, while you shave, or you ladies while you're putting your hair up or taking it down. And besides, if the Lord wants you to commit scripture to memory, don't you think that He will also give you the needed strength and help and wisdom to do it? Of course He will. So if you have fallen a little bit by the wayside on scripture memory, why don't you get out this little booklet, Beginning of Christ, and really work on 1 John 5:11 and 12, and 1 Corinthians 10:13. Have that where you can work on it in various times of the day. Maybe you can review these verses at the breakfast table together. Now let me suggest in closing today a couple important things to remember in memorizing Scripture. First is have a definite plan. Learn so many per week. Now, we have started you out with one a week. As part of our homework for this next week, we would like you to memorize two verses, the next two in Beginning with Christ, namely 1 John 1:9 and John 16:24. These verses are a little shorter ones, so we've assigned you two. And then be consistent in it. Work on them every day. That is very, very important, and particularly early in the day. Now, tools and scripture memory help, and that's why we have given you this booklet, Beginning with Christ. And along with that, you will have another one, a blue booklet this time, called Going On with Christ. And in it are 8 verses of scripture to be memorized. And then, both booklets tell of what's called the Topical Memory System Correspondence Course. If you'll notice there on page 14 of Beginning with Christ, it tells about this and where you can enroll. It will be one of the best investments that you have ever made. So work on those verses, will you? For me, as I have said, scripture memory has paid greater dividends for the time spent than any other form of scripture intake, and particularly for effective witnessing for Christ. Now then, next we'll be taking up the most important basis of all for effective witnessing.